Okay, so we saw last week that there are two central Gemaras that discuss Lishma, right? The one on Mimbav and the one on Daf Dalet. We noted that this is what we're up to, is trying to figure out what exactly these are referring to. All right, the Mishnah and ensuing Gemara on Mimbav and Mimzayin discuss the six different types of things you have to have Kavanah for. It only discusses the Zvicha, as opposed to the Gemara in Dalet, which talks about all the Avodot. And we noted that may be important, and that we also have to figure out how much is Lishma related to other types of Kavana requirements, and we have to figure out the extent to which Lishma is meant to be a Kavana in the Maaseh, or is defining the Karban as a Chefza, which, as we noted, may partially depend on that discussion in the Gemara on Mimbav and Mimzayin, whether it's only the Kohen who can imbue it with problematic or with necessary Kavanah, or whether the Bailim can as well, which obviously goes in the direction of Chefza Shel Karban rather than the Maisa Avoda, because the Bailim are not involved in the process. Okay, we have to five. So Rashi in Chulin Yud Gimel writes as follows. He says, "Minayin l'misasek shebekachim shu pasul." Right, the Gemara in several places, including the Gemara we saw last week, the Abdallah discuss misasek bekachim. Now, misasek is a general category in Kol Torah Kula, which means that you did something without intent to do the act at all. Right, not just like Omer Mutzer, but I didn't mean to do it at all. Right, it's a towards, if not at the bottom, on the rung of ways one can perform an act or violate an avera.
It's not negative against it. I'm just doing it just down for some other reason.
Right, but I'm saying not for another reason. It's like, meaning like in terms of, if you're talking about misasik by averos, it's at the lowest end of the rung of whether you're liable at all. Right, like shogeg, there are consequences. Misasik, there are no consequences. Right, the Eger had a machlokas with the Nesivos whether misasik is not a ma'aseh avera at all, or it is a ma'aseh avera just with no onesh.
That's a bekachim.
In general. What?
Well, in general,
he just says about misasik by any avera. Like, how do you define misasik? So the Gemara, but misasik is not only by surim. Misasik is by anything, right? Misasik means I'm doing something else, right? End up doing it, yeah. So the Gemara has a discussion about misasik bekachim, and it says it's pasul. So Rashi comments on that number five. He says klomar minayin misasik shepasul bekachim kigon misasik v'sakin lahagbiyo lezorko. Right? What is case misasik bekachim? The Gemara says isn't good. So it's where I was playing with a knife, I was picking it up or throwing it b'shachat. Bekachim shalom nisgavin l'shem shchita, and I shechted a karban without meaning to shecht. Aval nisgavin l'shem shchita be'alma kasher. But if I have kavana for shchita, period, it works. Right, now Rashi seems to think that misasek by kachim is identical to misasek in Kol Torah Kula, because how does he understand misasek b'kachim? That I did something that everywhere else would be misasek, meaning I accidentally shechted, I didn't mean to shecht, and it happened to be a karban. But he says, but if I had kavanah to shecht, even though I didn't have kavanah to shecht the karban, right, that'd be fine, right? So it's only a problem if you're lacking kavanah that would be lacking in Kol Torah Kula, right? And Rashi seems to blur the line, therefore, between... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused, because I... why is having kavanah shecht any better than not having kavanah shecht? Because I have kavanah to kill this cow, I just didn't know...
Right, so he's saying, because if I plan to shecht, so it's a ma'aseh shechita. Right? And then... What?
So what?
So it's a ma'aseh shechita. So that's exactly the point. Rashi says, if as long as I meant to shecht, then it's a ma'aseh shechita. That's a misasik, the karban is kasher. Right, the carbon is kosher. It's just all of the bialim shem chova. But if I didn't have kavanah to shecht, so that's a problem. Right, then it's not a shechita at all. Right. Correct. But Rashi blurs the line. Right, he doesn't say that. He says misasek b'kachim is possible not because of the higher requirements of lishma, but because misasek of shechita, when it happens to be a carbon, would be a psul in any shechita in the whole wide world.
Oh,
Right? Meaning, but what does that indicate? That Rashi thinks that lishma, that the chiyuve kavana lishma of karbanos are similar, and some days overlap with the rules of kavana in Kol Torah Kula. Right? He calls misasek v'kachim, not misasek in a kachim esque way, but doing something which happens to be misasek in Kol Torah Kula when you're dealing with a karban. And Tosfos notes this, he doesn't like it. Right? Tosfos says, Mizayin Mizazik Kashim Shu Pasol, Perakama de Chulin, Perish Bekundris, Gomizazik Besakina Lagbil Azarko, Bekasha, the Chiai Gavna, Fuel Bechulin Pasol or Rabbanan, the Pligia Lady Rabbi Nasan, Ubo Kavana. He said, I don't understand. Even by Chulin, that's Pasol. Right? Meaning, it's a machlokes, but he said, even by Chulin, that's Pasol. Bafil Miskavin the Chaticha, Kigon Zark Sakin, Lenoatza Bekotel, the Chashim Miskavin the Chaticha, the Mukhberg Bay the Chulin, Fil Achi Pasol Rabbanan Miskavin the Chaticha Simone. He said, even if I intended to cut, but I didn't intend to cut Simone, I mean, take the Shech. The Chazals, the Rabbanan say that by a regular run of the mill shechita, that's possible. Avagav dinam is kavan l'shechita lahatir basar, even without any kavana to do shechita, right? Vadim is miskari. Sorry, he says they say it's mutter if I plan to cut the neck of an animal and I don't have in mind that it's going to be matir it. So by a normal animal, that's fine. But you're required to be cognizant of the fact that you are cutting the neck and the simanim in an animal. Okay. So Tosfos says, what is Rashi talking about? Well, why would you call it Misasek Bekachim? That's Misasek, which happens to be Bekachim. That's not Misasek Bekachim. That's Misasek Beshchita of a korban. Right? That's not Misasek Bekachim. Gedomar Asim, Rabbanan, Yid, Lobo, Kavano, Lezvich, L'chaticha, Miyav, Beninan. Peirish, L'chaticha, Simanin, Aval, Chaticha, Cheres, Lo, Zarkam, L'naz, Bekot, Miskav, L'chaticha, Dubazi, Rabbanan. Right? He just says, right, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. How can you tell me that Misasek Bekachim is basically Misasek that would passel any run-of-the-mill shchita that happened to be done in the carbon? That's not what the words say. So Tosfos says, V'nira, Hay Misasek Bekachim, Haynu, Miskavin, L'chaticha, He said, what it must mean is he had kavana to cut the neck. Right? But not for zvichas akarban. By chulin, that would be fine. I meant to cut the neck. I did cut the neck. It's fine. By kachim, it wouldn't work. The od is misazik acher, kagon mishum chulin, hainuk savashain chulin. He said, there are two types of misasek that by a karban would be bad, that by a regular animal would be good. One is, I don't mean to shecht, meaning I don't mean to be matir basar, but I'm aware of what I'm doing. I mean to cut the neck and the simanim, right? Which by a regular animal is kasher, by a karban is pasol. And he said, even more so, if I thought I was shechting chulin and I was shechting kachim, that would be misasek bekachim, right? That would be called misasek bekachim. So, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says a few very important things. What?
Number one, this isn't the regular.
Correct. First of all, Tosfos clearly tells you, right? Rashi may think that the realm of kavana by kachim is similar to the realm of kavana everywhere else, to the point where they actually overlap. Tosfos doesn't believe that. Tosfos says no. There are things that in Kol Torah Kula would be called kavana, but they're not going to be called kavana or lishma or whatever it is you need by karba. Right? That's point one. Right? The area of lishma by kachim for Tosfos is unique to kachim. And then Tosfos says two important things. He said, okay, what are the two things that don't count in kachim that do count everywhere else?
Having manchak to simanim.
I mean, having in mind to cut to simanim without being cognizant of the fact you're being matir basar.
Right.
Or...
doing a chulin and effort.
Correct. Now, Reb Lichtenstein pointed out, what is Tosfos really getting at? Remember, I said, lishma can be two levels. Cheftza and maisa. What's Tosfos telling you? That the kavana by misasek of kachim changes both. Right? If I cut the neck of the animal without having intent for lahatir basar, that's called a maisa shechita and called a Torah Kula, but not sufficient to be called a maisa shechita by kachim. Two, is even if I know I'm shechting, but I made a mistake about the Chefza, meaning I think it's Chulin, and this is not a Shechitas Kachim, it's also called Misasik. So Rav Lichtenstein points out that Tosvos says two very important things. One is that unlike Rashi, he thinks that Lishma is distinct from Kavana in Kol HaTorah Kula. And two is he thinks that the uniqueness of Lishma, and therefore its failure in Misasik, is on the plane of Maisa Shechita, or Maisa Avoda, and on the plane of Hagdaras HaKorban. Both of those require higher levels of Lishma than you would require for Kavana, let's say, in Mitzvos. Right? So that's what you see in Tosas, right? And like I said, right, when you look at the sources, right, you really are talking Gemara, Rashi, Tosas. Gemara, Rashi, Tosas, right? That's basically what this is. Gemara, Rashi, Tosas. Here and there are the Rishonim. But like, Kachim, there aren't so many Rishonim, right? The Lamdus is like, you know, is al hadaf. You just gotta go through it. Now, the truth is that Rashi in Zvachim and Vav takes this position of Tosfos, right? It says Mishum Chulin, Ksavar Shein Chulin Psula, Da'ayin Misasik, B'dvar Machir, Meino Asuk B'Kachim. Right? Rashi in Memvav thinks like Tosfos that it would be called Misasik if you weren't. Yeah, exactly. Which is the second example of Tosfos. Rashi quotes in Chulin in Memvav and Zvachim.
Those holds, just to be clear, Kachim advance precise Kavanah both of these, the Tafta and the Maisa.
Correct. And therefore, higher Lishma, right? Higher Kavanah than anything else.
Right, but
Rashi, at least in Chulin, sounds not like that, right?
You need the general Kavanah for both the Maisa and the
Maisa. You need Kavanah. Just like you need Kavanah in many other areas of Halacha, you need Kavanah by Kachim. It's not a unique type of Kavanah. You just need some sort of a cognizance.
But even, according to Rashi, let's say you think it's Chulin. You don't Shechita, according to Rashi up there. You have Kavanah for Shechita, but you think it's Chulin.
So in Chulin, that's fine.
Yeah,
right? The Rashi in Chulin is fine. It's a little bit confusing there, but yes, the Rashi in Zvachim says not.
So it's not even regular Kavanah, meaning by Shechita, you need to know the action you're doing. Here it seems like...
Correct, Rashi is equating them and saying that's fine, right? That's the Chiddush of Rashi, that it sounds like the Kavanah you need is no different than what you need in other places. Now, in number 8, so this is the classic Gemara by Misasik in general. Right, Misasik, the Gemara in Chulin, in Krisas rather, asks
that Kavanah for Chulin is worse than...
You could, but he clearly doesn't care. Probably not. Doesn't sound that way.
Well, I'm making Rashi a steer. It's the same guy.
I mean, that does happen, but...
We don't like that. As much as it not happens.
I mean, you can try to be miyashi of it, right? But there are steers in Rashi that does happen, because Rashi is mefarish al atar. Right, Rashi sometimes thinks that there are different mishmaot and different sugyot, and he'll just explain the mashmaot of a sugyot. Right, Rashi?
Right, this is the same.
No, one's in Zvachim, one's in Chulin.
Right, but they're both about Misasik by Kachim.
Correct. Correct. That doesn't mean he doesn't think the Sugya's addition might mashmaya out. You know, I mean, you can try to be Medayik, you can say that a Chulin is worse. It doesn't sound that way. It definitely doesn't sound that way. Now, the classic, the close Sugya of Misasik is what...
worse also is Lashon. Chibashem Chulim Tzom Dehayim Misasik B'Divar Macher. Specifically with Misasik and other things.
Right, but that's exactly... In Chulin, in the Rashi and Chulin, he doesn't sound like he cares.
Well, that's because that's on the Shem Shechita.
Maybe.
And if I'm also thinking something that's not catching the reading.
And it could be, you know,
we don't have a problem trusting in general our primary.
Are you saying when he says Devar Machir,
I'm glad that the recorder can't pick up visuals sometimes.
Certainly not. I just read the first half of the Rashi.
I don't know, right? I mean, it doesn't sound that way.
Right, so it's time to just not. What are you saying is worse?
What?
So in the case of four.
The Eli wants to be Miyashi of the two Rashis and say maybe that Rashi would agree that doing it Stamazai is fine. He just thinks that when you do it L'shem Chulin, that's worse. But I don't know. Like, what else are you doing? I find it hard to believe that it's worse. It could be.
How's the Shum Shkita given the Chulin? Chulin is Stam Das of Shkita. Shum Shkita is not country in school.
Not doing this for.
No, I mean, he.
Chulin meat to, I don't know, whatever people normally do. Chulin meat, eat it or eat the dog, whatever he wants to do.
Ramini and Chulin, you're generally talking about cutting, not shechting, right? That's his whole point, right? Because he said, if I did that, I had Kavanah to cut and not to shecht, that would be sufficient in every other area of halacha.
Right.
It could be. Now, the classic sugya about Misasik is number 8, and this is where you also see this notion that Misasik plays out of both levels, on the Maisa and the Chefza, so to speak. Right? Misasik demai, so either Cholmva Rayos Chayev. Amr Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Misasik Cholmva Rayos Chayev Shekei Nene. Right? The halacha in general is that Misasik gets you out of punishment, but not in Chalavim and Arayos, right? Not in sexual or repetitive violations, because you get Hana'a, and therefore that negates Misasik. Why that negates Misasik is a sugya for another time.
What's Chalavim?
Chalavim is like fats, right? Not kosher fats. Right? Chalav. So the halacha is that Misasik gets you out of anything which isn't a Hana'a based prohibition.
Chalav's general term for all of
it. No, I mean, yes, here it's standing in for all, for Eser Achila.
Yeah, I mean,
it's standing in for
comments
all.
On Pesach would be another so
comments. Comments on Pesach, treif, nevela, right? Not just chalev. Could be any.
We're not just talking about cars here.
Yeah, we're talking about right. We're talking about chalavim and arayas. Yeah, we pick chalev presumably because we're talking about sukaris. We're talking about a karban, right? But fundamentally, yes, the halacha is true of all. V'imizazik b'shabbos pater. My time alone machshavas hashachar on Shabbos. Obviously, you're pater by it because machshavas. So the Gemara says, okay, Rava Mishkachas La. So then, what is a classic case of Misasik? So Rava says, Mishkachas La Kon Shniskaven Lachlos is a Talosh, V'Chotach is a Mechubar. Labai Mishkachas La Kegon Shniskaven Agbi is a Talosh V'Chotach is a Mechubar. Rava says,
is that actually different than Bishogi?
Yes.
That sounds like Bishogi if you had.
So Rava, how is this different? So Rava says, so what would be shogeg, right? I didn't mean to do it. This is, no, I meant to cut something which had already been detached from the ground. It turned out it was attached to the ground. Rava says that's already misasik. That's not shogeg, that's less than misasik, because, right? So what? It's like I meant to cut the carrot on my salad plate. I didn't realize that it wasn't the carrot on my carrot on the salad plate. It was actually a carrot, which I'm going to put on my salad plate, which was still stuck in the ground somehow. Figure out how that happened. I don't know. There are other vegetables it might work better for. I thought this was a salad. It's not a salad, right? It was the leafy vegetable. It was the leaves around the tomato plant that someone had put on.
Maybe the case where it felt like an apple was off the tree versus connected.
Right. Now, Baye says, no, that wouldn't be. That would be Kavana or Shogeg. What is Misasik? If I meant to pick up something and it turned out I cut it. Meaning, first case is where I meant to cut my carrot. Right? I just thought that it was already detached from the ground. Right? The second one is, I thought that it was sitting on my plate. Right? I thought I saw a tomato sitting on my plate with some, you know, leaves around it. And I said, right, someone wanted to look all natural, so he put he cut a piece of the tomato plant and he put it on my plate. And it turns out, no, the guy just grabbed part of the tomato bush and put it on your plate on your picnic table or in your picnic thing. And you thought you were just picking it up. You didn't even realize you were cutting. Right? You just thought you were picking it up and putting it in your mouth. Did mar niskave lagbias atalos v'chadas namechub or pater? So my time lo chavin lo shum chaticha. Right, because Abaye says it has to be that you didn't intend to cut at all. So Rav Lichtenstein points out already in this Gemara, what do you have? Right, look at the next line. Right, let's say you meant to cut talush and you cut mechubar. Abaye says, right, it's very clear. Right, Abaye says something is only misasik if you had no intent for the action.
Yeah.
Rava says, even if you had intent for the action, but you were mistaken about the chefza, it's also misasik. Right? So these two levels of misasik exist in Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? Rava and Abaye argue about what is the classic misasik. Right? Is it only when you totally don't know what you're doing, or even when you know what you're doing, you just have some mistake about the right, the object, sheet of Rava. By Kanchim, right?
Rava would hold that you have to have Kavana for a Chatiha Yisur, right?
Correct.
But he would hold if you have a Kavana for a different Meisur on the same Chef, so let's say you just had Kavana to be Magbiya, the thing that's Asur, not to.
So for sure be fine. Right, for sure be fine.
He holds a both. He doesn't hold it just a different Chef.
Correct, right? He says it even. Right? Abaye says it's only, right? A mere mistake in the Chef's at hand isn't enough, right? It has to be, I'm totally thrown off, right? I don't know what I'm doing. Right? So, all Rav Lichtenstein point out is that in Krisos, right, the Gemara already, you see, there's these two levels to Misasik. Tosvos then carries it over to Kachim and says, Both layers of Mizazeg exist by Kachim, and both of them have higher standards to be Kavana and not Mizazeg, or Lishma and not Mizazeg, than anywhere in Kol HaDor Kula. Right? I mean, that's what's clear. Right? I mean, right? Tosfos does two things. He borrows both layers, but he also makes it clear that the standard for defining Lishma for the Maisa and the standard for defining Lishma for the Chefza are both higher in Kachim and would be considered Kavana and Kol HaDor Kula and be Mizazeg in Kachim. I don't know what we just missed there. Okay, it sounded interesting though. The Mochamos weighs in on this as well. Mochamos in 9 says, "The Shochet Kachem Lachin Chulin Cherin Va'olin Labayim Shem Chova." If you shech the carbon for Chulin, it is kasher. Just you're not yotze. Sorry, and you are yotze. But Fil Chatos Kedidah Berakamim Zvachem Huad Din Lazorik V'Afal Gavni Misasek B'Kachem Pasul. And even though Misasek in Kachem is invalid, Achanami Misasek B'Mitzvos V'Kulam Lo Yotze. So too Misasek in all Mitzvos, you're not yotze. Da Filu Man Diamer Mitzvos In Sirchus Kavana Kavana Tiki Tiki Abina V'Kachem Nam Minit Kavana Shchita V'Kavana De Mitzvos B'Kachem Lo Boy. Right. He is very clear, like Rashi, right, in Zvachim. He says, Mizasek is invalid everywhere. But if Mizasek, if it's not Mizasek everywhere in Kol HaDor Kula, so Mizasek here, I mean, what does he do? Melchamos very clearly equates between Kavana B'mitzvos and Lishma B'kachim. And whatever counts for Kavana B'mitzvos counts for Lishma B'kachim. So according to Rashi in Zvachim, according to, in Chulin rather, and according to the Ramban and the Melchamos, to the extent that there's such a thing as Mizasek, it exists in Kachim, it may exist on the Maisa, it may exist on the Chefta, we know that increases both of those are possible, but Lishma is really just another way of saying Kavana B'mitzvos of Kachim. And therefore, whatever is true in Kol HaDor Kula is true by Kachim. Right? It's true by Kachim, and that's it. Now, the Rambam, not totally clear, it says Shochet is a Kachim. The Rambam also sort of sounds this way, right? It says Shochet a Kachim, lo niskavin l'shchita, elik mesasek, harei ilu psulan, and shiskavin l'shchita. And he sounds sort of like all he requires is kavana of shchita. Now I gave you a lechonsin summary of what of the source that we just saw, right? Which was sheilata yachas bein agdar misasik bekachim lagdar misasik bechol tarakula, right? The question of defining the difference between misasik everywhere, misasik in kachim, yichol lashlich al hekefa din shel misasik bekachim, right? We've seen the sources. So he said, now what are the implications of this? He says, well, it has halachic implications, namely, im zu hagdara hazeh lechol tarakula niyaseim et din shel misasik bekachim bechol arba avodos. He said, well, let's see. If you think that it's just a din of Kol HaDor Kula, then it obviously applies to all four avodot. Right? Because what are you saying? It's a din in all of halacha. So there's no room to distinguish between shechita and zrika. It's a room Kol HaDor Kula, which we happen to borrow for kachim.
Right, right.
Imagdara yichudit lekachim. But if you hold like Tosfos, that Lishma tells you that no, there are standards of Lishma that are higher than Kavana b'mitzvos. Yidachenshin it's saying that din misasek b'kachim possible shchita bilvad. Mishum shirak hinil medes min apostle. So maybe you would limit that higher level to only shchita, because remember the whole sugya memvav memzayin of Lishma is only by shchita. He said, we've seen it's machloket rishonim. Ramban b'mulchamos over shemisazib kachim shayach b'chol arba avodos. The Ramban, who thinks it's equivalent to kavana and mitzvos, explicitly says it applies to all four avodos. Lumatom istimet lashon Rambam mechutz pesudim megdash and nirish is edin v'shchita bilvad. So the Rambam, it does sound like he thinks it's only shchita in general, but he does limit it to shchita, right? We said maybe not. Maybe he does think it's all avodos. Maybe the Rambam is just emphasizing that even shchita, which is not an avoda, needs kavana. Or you could say it's unique. It's not totally clear. Now he said, now part of this question is also going to depend on how unique you think shchitas kachim is and how distinct it is from shchitas chulin, which is one of the fundamental questions throughout kudship. And you see this in 12. The Gemara there is trying to figure out whether you only need Rov Simanim or Kol Simanim. And the Gemara has a limud that Rov is fine by both Chulin and Kadshim. And the Gemara says you need both. Why? So Amar Ravoshia, Chadab Chulin v'chadab v'kadshim, Mutzui Chadish min Chulin, Hasim Dusagi Leberub Mishim Delav L'damu Tzarech. Maybe by Chulin you only need Rov because you don't need the blood. Aval Kadshim Deldamu Tzarech Emelo Tiski Leberub. The Ika Kule, you might think you need a full-fledged, total severing of the simanim to enable the dam. V'yeshmin kachem mishum de l'dam utzarech. And if it's kachem, maybe it's because you need the blood. Aval chulin de l'dam lo tzarech ima bapalga sagile. Maybe you think you don't even need rov kamash malad. Right? But the Gemara has in conversation chulin and kachem. Okay. Here, let's skip to 14. More from, I gave you a lot of Lachon Singh because he summarizes these issues very nicely. And again, this is when my Bar Ilan is not working. I finally got my Bar Ilan to work, which allows me to get more sources. I had multiple security things which on my computer, and they were attacking each other and attacking my Bar Ilan. So I just deleted all of them and left one. I was pretty sure that's what it was because that happens. If you, I thought I deleted all, but you know how they give you free ones. So even if they're not running it, they're on your computer. They do basic security enough to attack programs on your computer. Shavarin in 14.
Autoimmune disease.
Exactly. So Ravarin in 14 says as follows. Okay. So the Griz and the Karen Orah. They following the implication of the Rambam, the explicit position of the Ramban, they equate kavana, mitzvah shrichas kavana, and lishma by kachim. Hagriz af mitzil lechalod bayad kfeilut asugyot shel din lishma v'nekudazo. And the Griz even uses this to explain the why we have lishma both in daf dalid and on daf mem vav. Who toein shachar asugyot osegib din lishma miyuchad bekachim v'chaverta osegib din lishma klalien uot v'alachot kavana b'mitzvos. The Griz said maybe there's svei dinim. Right, there's both kavana of mitzvos plus lishma. Right? Now, which one would be which? Presumably, daf dalid would be all avodot because it would be mitzvos shrichas kavana because it applies by all avodot, and memvav, which has the six layers, is only by shrita. Right, so it could be that it's svei dinim. Right, it could be that why are there two sugyot in Masechet Zvachim about lishma? Because the one in Dalit, which discusses all arba avodot, is the regular one. You need to know what you're doing and not be misasek. But Shechita, which has a special pasuk, has six kavanot. Right? Those aren't regular kavanot. Those are lishmas. Right? L'shem Hashem, l'shem Nichalach, l'shem Reyach, l'shem... Right? That's Hagdar Zachetz on a different level. He says, ach. Shalok Divraim, he said, but I don't even think they're related. Lechor yish lafrid afrad muchleket b'shnei dinim elu. Medubar b'musagim shonim l'chalutim, gam yivchan haminuach shal musugyot v'gam yitzan atchanim shal musagim halalu. He said, I think they're totally different in terms of the phraseology, in terms of the nature. K'shanachum medabrim alishma, anachnu oskim b'munachim shal yadu matara. Now Rav Lachlanstein says, let me tell you why I don't like this. Right, because what have you seen so far? The Ramban clearly equates kavana b'mitzvos with lishma. The Griz says maybe this tzvei dinim. Right? By arba avodos, you need whatever is called kavana and mitzvos, and you need a higher level by shechita. But Ramban says, wait a second, let's be clear. It's very easy to equate lishma and kavana, but they're not actually the same thing. What is kavana? Intent. What is lishma?
Or it's safe.
Designation. Right? He says, Lishma, read the sugya. Does it sound like kavana? It sounds like ya'aru matara. Right? It's purpose. It's imbuing it with purpose. L'shem Hashem, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoach. Right? Hashela Hashem, anyena otanu mechuvanot latid, lana nichoter. Right? The sugyas lishma sound like, it's not like kavana b'mitzvos plus. It's to what end am I taking this karbon? Lana ni rotzeh lagia b'sofo shel davar. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Where do you find lishma in Kol HaTorah Kula? Get. Sefer Torah. Tzitzis. Or what are you doing? He said, I'm going to tzor b'shlav asofi get. Sefer Torah. Tzitzis. V'chadom. Yishgok. Far achshav. Tzivyoni ha'atidi. What are you doing? You're imbuing the final the preparatory stages with the kedusha of the or the status of the final object. Bekshir medabrim al din lishma. He said every time you have a halacha like that, the Torah calls it, the Gemara calls it lishma. Ubaoven muvhak medabrim al din, and again litzivyona sofi shalchevet v'lomei nia shilafanav. We are always talking about definition, final cause in the Aristotelian sense, and not motivation. He said kavana is motivation. Lishma is designation, is definition. Lumatom usachem mitzvah kavana lo mitechais kal kol chalot shabbat sof. Said, and what's his proof? Because lishma almost always talks about chefza. Kavana b'mitzvah talks about maisa, right? Maisa mitzvah. Lo mitzvah chefza nidon. Lo mitzvah talich bono eskim. Ein poit yachasut lema ela lima. Right? Lishma is why. Kavana is what. Right? The other way around, rather. Right?
Yeah.
Kavana, other way around. Kavana is why. Right? Lishma is what. Kavana b'mitzvah k'shura l'shel shomeniya. Right? What motivates me? Lama ani yochel matzah? Why am I eating it? Hayim b'glal shani raev? Because I'm hungry. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tziva, because Hashem said so. Lama ani tokeh b'shofar? Why am I blowing a shofar? Hayim b'glal shani ohevet et tzalil ha-shofari? Is it because I love the sound of the shofar? Oh, Shema b'glal shani ovet evet Hashem? Because I serve God. Titachem b'chna psychologit chafifa mesuyem shelot shel shma shelot shel kavana b'mitzvah. He said, I'm not denying that psychologically there's some level of overlap. Right? So it may be that there is also kavana mitzvahs by karbon. So if mother wrote la'achil batir k'tusha zavir la'neach shemaneach shelohu atzivui, right? If you want to make something a karbon, the reason is probably because you want to serve God. Probably. They're not the same. Right? Definition is different from motivation. For example, lishma sometimes applies even on something that isn't a mitzvah. Like preparing cloth. Right? Right? He said that's not a mitzvah. There's no kavanah of mitzvahs, but it needs to be a chefza shel mitzvah. And he says, "Nikach kedugma hafrada kazu michutz la'olam halacha." So let me give you an example from outside of halacha. Im adam mitbakesh la'asot pilula kol shi b'schar. If you want to be paid for something, ani cholim levchon ma'asav mishnei nekudot mabat. I can look at this from two perspectives. If Charles Shom Maduaho said a davar, I can ask, why are you doing it? The answer will be, because you're being paid. Nitan Lishom Mahu said, but I can also ask, what are you doing? What are we going to get by the end of this? Ha Chuvahi Khalil Tzad. Bofin, right? Bofin מבחינה לוגית וגם בסוגיות יש להבריד הפרדה מוחלטת בין המושגים.
Yeah.
It's what's he talking about? It's whatever. Khalil, I think, is a flute. Yeah. Side flute. I don't know exactly.
Example.
I don't know.
Side flute, you say.
Yes, I don't know. Okay. Khalil side. I don't really know. I don't know exactly what it is.
A lot of lessons inside.
Now again, I said, what's going to be a big nafkamina into this? Remember, right, is who can do it, right? If it's about defining the object, so then it makes sense that maybe the Bailim can, right? And it, right, but when we say no, it only goes by the Oved,
it should be only the Kohen,
right? And so Rashi on that line,
why are you doing it? Seems to be, sorry, what are you doing it for?
The motivation could theoretically be the Oved or the, right?
The motivation. Motivation.
Man. Motivation. Has to be the guy who's doing it. Right? Right? And Rashi, right, 15. Right? He said, right, according to this, right, if the Kohen, the Bailim say it's not Lishmo, it doesn't matter. The Labididu Tal Yamil said, nothing to do with you. Dechsev, amakrivo zolo yichashay. Yeah, and this is right. This is a discussion in the Gemara. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean when it says she'ena machshava holechas achar oved? So you look at the Rambam in 16. He says, "I'm Rabbi Yossi Shutanai Bezdin she'en hochem elar machshava oved bolvad." Ratzolomer hashochet o amikabel o hazorek. Right, he says explicitly. First of all, it's not just the shochet; it's everybody. Aval bala zevech lo. Valacha kerb yavasi lefichach divrei haomer. By the mafagim nidachem any machshava tala el baosa echad me'arba avoded bilvad kemoshe. Bilvad kemoshe nizkar. Now, Tosvos suggests that what's the chiluk between Daf Dalet and Daf Mem Vav? So he says it might be the difference between which avodas you're talking about, right? That the six avodos who might be le by Hakdara, right? And it could be that Daf Zayin is only Daf Dalet is only by avodas Hadam. Now you could make all types of different distinctions, but Tosfos, but that's the one Tosfos picks. But the point is, right, that it could be that Daf Dalet and Mem Vav again are focusing on different avodot. So let's just summarize what we've seen so far. Okay, so what do you have? Right, the first question is we have lishma. So is it the same as kavanah and other mitzvos, or is it unique? And is it at the level of ma'aseh, or is it the level of chetza? Now, in general, by misasek, we have both. Right? Now Rashi, Ramban in general, equate it with Kavanah B'mitzvos. Tosfos doesn't. Tosfos says it's unique. And it's unique at both levels. Both on the level of action and at the level of Totsah. The Griz says it's Svei Dinim. At least the mice-oriented parts of it, or the earlier Avodot, are the equivalent of Kavanah. Maybe it also has Lishma. Ruluchlinstein says, no, maybe not. Maybe even the kavana of Maisa Avoda, right, of Lishma is fundamentally different than the kavana of B'mitzvot. It's not like Lishma's kavana plus. Right? It's different. Kavana B'mitzvot is about why do I do it? Lishma is about what am I creating? And that can be at two levels, right? Both in the Maisa Avoda and what am I aware of? But I'm trying to define the object. L'may nafkamina. So one afkamina maybe which avodah does it apply to? Memvav is the one that really sounds like lishma, giving it a new definition. That may only be zvicha, right? If you require the same level of kavana across the board, that's because you equate it with. You may equate it with kavana b'mitzvot. So there's no reason to distinguish. But if you think that no, there's different levels, so you might say, look, the arba avodah need basic kavana, but shchita needs lishma. Or for Tosfos, maybe it depends. Maybe haktar say murim versus dam. Right, that Haktara needs Lishma, and maybe the Avodas Dam, you know, whatever, you could distinguish however you want. A nafkamina of whether, when we're talking Lishma or Kavana, whatever you're talking about, are we primarily talking about defining the object or the Maisa? A nafkamina is going to be, how exactly do you deal with the Sugya on Mem Vav, where it seems like the Bailim can be involved? Right, in messing up the kavana. And the second thing is, do you think that they can be involved, even if you think it's potentially possible that Bailam can be involved, can they be involved in all four stages? Right? Which stages can they be involved in? Which is a machlokas Rashi Rambam. Right, so Reluchamzin 18 just deals with the kfeilut of the sugyot, and he suggests, right, that again, that maybe right, Daf Dalet. I think I summarized all this. Yeah, right. I mean, basically, he suggests, and you can read it inside, that Daf Dalet is talking about. Daf Mem Vav is really talking about the final, right, Cheftza, right, which is defined as Shechita. Right? And Daf Dalet is talking about the Lishma. It's still not Kavana, but it's Lishma of Maisa. Right? Right? Meaning, right, you need. Right, his point is that the Griz says there's Lishma by the Chevtza and then Kavana of Mitzvahs by everywhere else. Lichlinstein says you could distinguish between Daf Dalet and Daf Mem Vav the same way without saying that one of them has nothing to do with the world of Kachem and one does. You could say that, look, sure, Daf Mem Vav is more demanding because that is the Lishma of the final Chevtza. But there's also Lishma of the Maisa. I mean, you can say that there's three levels. There's Kavana of Mitzvahs, then there's level Lishma level 1, which is required by all Arba Avodah, Daf Dalet. And then there's... What?
What's missing down in Kavana?
So you still have things that you wouldn't otherwise, like the Shem Bailim. Right? right? They, at every stage of the avodah, you might need l'shem ba'alim. You might not be l'shem reach, l'shem nichalach, l'shem whatever.
That's the type of kavanah.
Correct. So, correct. Meaning he's saying, but why? Because you need, it's not just like awareness of what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. It's awareness of what it is I'm, right, the end to which I'm bringing this karban.
Right. Well,
right? But in general, right, that's sort of Lachonstein's take, right, is that, or big question you always have to ask, is to what extent is this equivalent to other areas? To what extent are you defining the Maisa and the Chefza? And to what extent can you distinguish between different avodot? Some which might need kavana, which is similar to other places, some which might be unique. We got to do mincha. But these ideas will come up more and more, but this is just sort of a grounding in the issue.